You're listening to 1440 in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information, visit 1440.com.
I'm just curious, how many of y'all wonder what the will of God is for your life? Anybody? There's no like wrong, slap you on the back of the hand that you don't know the answer to that. It's okay. There are some people my age that still have no idea about the will of God, and people that are older than me. But the awesome thing about this, and if any of y'all, lots of y'all have heard me speak before, the greatest part about God is the moment you became born again, he put, okay, somebody that loves me that's short, come up here. Otherwise, I won't pick you out. Oh, look, she's a little smaller than I am. But the awesome part about God is the moment she became born, let's just say today was your day of salvation. Okay, and I've been born again for 40 years, okay? This is the coolest part about God. Do I have more of God in me than she does right now? No. If you didn't know that, you got a revelation right there. If you did know that, you need to remember it even more. All of God went on the inside of her right at this moment. He didn't say, you will grow into it. We will spoon feed you a little bit at a time. My presence, because you're just not there yet. No, he was like, all of you is on the inside of her. But let's just use that same example. If I've been walking with the Lord, not just saved, but walking and listening, do you think I'm going to know some parts about God that she just got introduced to? But the awesome part about this is, guys, and I want you to get this, thank you. Her walk, how fast she walks, the destination she gets to, is all based on where and how fast she wants to get there. Is that the coolest? That's why I love talking to preschoolers, super kids, youth, young adults. I didn't know that when I was a kid being taught. I would hear, when you're older, when you graduate, and I'd think, dear Lord, when is it going to get here? When is so-and-so going to stop treating me like a little kid? Anybody ever hear that? You know, it's funny. I think that's probably how we sound like to God at times. And he's saying, hello, all of me is on the inside of you. You can change your diapers. You can go on. You can move ahead. It's really dependent on, we were playing Life the other day at our house. And man, I really hate that game just because it's so real. Like, I pay bills all the time. I don't want to play a game where you got to pay bills, and I don't want twins and all these other crazy things. But I did like all of the paydays that were on there. And I never forgot to take them either. That was awesome. And I want to encourage you tonight, as you're hearing this, there are going to be some things that I'm going to say that are probably going to feel like I'm stepping on your toes, but you know what? When the Lord was talking to me about it, mine were getting stepped on too. And it reminded me, Kim, there's a center of the will that you're still pressing to. I'm closer than I was before. And I understand it more. But I know it's like a big bullseye. Even in the center, there's still the outer of the center, right? And then there's the direct center. And so I know what God's asked me to do, and I've been doing it. And so I do believe I'm in the bullseye. But at times, I may be on the edge. I may hit the center sometimes. So there is growth no matter where you're at. But I just don't believe it's okay anymore for the Lord for a bunch of teenagers not to find the center of the bullseye. Would you agree with that? Do you want to live a life on the outside of the target? Do you want to hit way off the target? I know when I go shooting, there is competition that rises up in me. I want to hit the center and show everyone that I can hit the center of the target. Anybody shoot or play games? Arrows at camp? Come on, somebody. Isn't there satisfaction showing someone? It's okay. It's like, look what I did. This is pretty awesome. And I know that that isn't teenagers. How many of you love it when your parents go, way to go, you are awesome. What a great job you did this week. Way to go. Thanks for doing what I ask. Wow, that was really mature. Y'all like to hear that, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think it's important. I think the Lord likes to talk to the Father and say, hey, Kim got it right today. Look what she did. She's in the center of the will of God today. And the awesome part about that is you have the same right for the Lord to have that same conversation about you. So that journey, how do you get there? Where do you start? We're going right to the basic. Very simple. Number one, you must get in the Word. And you know, I would love to say it's something else. It's something. You have to get in the Word. I'm going to read some scriptures to you. Joshua 1:8. Who knows that one off the top of their head? Wow. Okay. Well, I'll read it to you. So study this book of instruction continually. Look at that. It's right there. Meditate on it day and night so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. I love this next word. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all that you do. And you know, if you know much about the Old Testament, Joshua did some things because he obeyed the word. And you know, don't just think, well, that's Old Testament. I'm telling you, that scripture is woven from Joshua all the way to Revelation about getting in the word, staying in the word, doing what the word says. Jesus was the perfect example. If you heard me, you heard the Father. He was the word made flesh. So why would we start tonight with getting in the word? Look, John 14:23. I'm going to read out the New Living. Jesus replied, all who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them. We will come and make our home with each of them. How cool is that? You know, how many of y'all know people that, when I say other religions, I'm not talking Christian religions. I'm talking other, the earth or whatever. I mean, just crazy stuff out there. Riley and I were witnessing in Ohio, and I hadn't seen Lord of the Rings. And so he starts talking about serving somebody, and it was this crazy name. And I was like, I'm sorry, but I have no idea who that is. And so he started telling us, and then I figured, okay, this guy is interesting. And so I need to talk to him about the love of God and let him have an experience. So it was very entertaining as we were talking through there. But the guy was searching for something real. And this make-believe thing he believed in, there was no satisfaction in his life. There's nothing that was making his soul calm down. His heart couldn't attach to it. There are people out there searching all the time for, really, who is that person that gives you perfect peace? And we all know who it is, and we know it's Jesus. But again, it starts right there in the Word. So I love this. He says, my Father will love them. We will come in and make our home with each of them. That gentleman, that God, whatever he wanted to call, I don't even remember what the name of it was now. He was not coming in to live with him. All, think about that. The God of the universe found it fit to take a vacation in our body here on earth. Is that the coolest thing? Like all the Godhead, all of him, his nature. That to me is just wow. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know you not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? I'm just reading some of these things tonight about getting in the Word. You may think, well, what does that have to do with getting in the Word? You have to know that this is what happened to you. You have to know that all of God is in you. And if all of God is in you, there's a reason you need to be in the will of God and a desire to get you there. 2 Corinthians 6:16 says, and what union can there be between God's temple and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. And God said, I will live in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they will be my people. How cool is that? A lot of times teenagers say, I feel all alone. If you said that to me, I would say, where do you find that in the Word? I'm not judging what you're saying. But you can ask my kids every time they'll come to me and say something, I'll say, you find it in the Word and I will get into agreement with you. Let's have a debate about it. If you want to do that thing, you find where God approved it and set the green light on it and I will jump right in there with you. And you know what? I've given them permission to do that to me too. if I say something. Mom, where is that in the Word? How can I get into agreement with that? And then you're like, oh, wait a second. That's not in the Word. How many of you have either thought that, heard that, or said that? I'm alone. I have no one. I'm not sure if he's with me. I don't know. I don't feel him. You know what? When people say, man, I felt God. Did you feel God? If you felt him in your flesh, that is the lowest point of him. Why? It's in your flesh. When he's there and you ain't feeling nothing, and you know that he's there, why? Because he just said it. That's the place I'm calling you to tonight. That's the place that I want to get you on your own journey. So you don't have to think, your mom doesn't have to feed you like a baby anymore. Aren't you glad? I didn't have to tell Kylie what to wear today. I don't even have to tell Katie anymore. Hallelujah. She probably wouldn't like it anyway. 2 Peter 1:4. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to, this is the part I want you to hear, to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. 2 Peter 1:4. His divine nature. When you know somebody and you're like, yeah, I know their character, I know their nature. Your parents want you to hang around kids that have good character, right? And they want you to have, they always probably talk to you about your integrity and being a person of your word. What are some other things they talk to you about? Y'all are so silent. What are some other things? Maturity. What are some other things about you they want to see in your life? Intelligence. Faithfulness. Obedience. Responsibility. Smart. How about this? God is creative. You know, I just think about a duck-billed platypus and I just think, he is a funny God. Have y'all seen that awkward family photos? He's funny. Things are funny. His creative genius is on the inside of you. When people are saying, I'm bored, why do you have the God of the universe on the inside of you? Or I don't have any creativity. Really? You do. These are things why? You got to get in the Word and find these things out. Second place. This is going to be a shocking revelation too. You must practice the Word. You know, not just a hearer, but a doer. And you know, you see that. They're adults, like at my age, like I said, some other people in different age brackets. Too many people in diapers in the Christian world. If we have his nature, and then we have the book of instruction, and then we have every, like, you want an open book test to pass, this is it. We have all the answers to everything. We have the plan of God on the inside of us. It's really awesome. But too many people are talkers about the Word, not doers, or rejoicers. Oh, yeah, I went there and woo, we did whatever. I went down to the front and we jumped around and nothing's different. Ouch. I didn't think it could get quieter, but it just did. Like I said, I got it first, y'all. I got the download right from the Holy Ghost himself on me. So there are some things that it was like, I need to clean that up, Lord. And it's not condemnation. It's a calling to. It's a deeper place. That's the greatest part about the Lord. He's such a gentleman. But yet he loves me enough and he knows that my heart wants to be right where his is, that he talks to you about stuff. You know, I was preaching one time to a bunch of really, I would say, people who had probably been in the Word 5-10 years, and it was parents. And I asked this, I said, hey, you know that scripture that says, spare the rod, how's it go? Say it again. Okay, that was their answer. Spare the rod, spoil the child. Guess what? The word does not say that. It says you spare the rod, you hate your child. That those are a little different words, right? And so I was like, seriously, get out your dick, get it out. Look, show me. It says hate. But you see how if you just skim the words about stuff, you can buy into some things that the word says that it really doesn't. That's why you got to be a doer. Somebody will talk you. People have been talked out. When I say talked out of salvation, if they're born again, they're going to heaven. But talked out of any victory in their life. Somehow that gentleman we were talking to was talked out of the plan of God by a movie. The awesome part is when you get in the Word, the Holy Spirit in the Word, they agree every single time. So I helped those parents. Some of you may have heard that. And I apologize right now if you did, because I know what that meant. There were some parents that were like, wow, I really need to show my child that I don't hate them. So I figured some of y'all get that in a minute. There you are. John 16:13 says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of his own, but he will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. That's why you got to get in the Word. You got to know what tomorrow brings. You need to know what the next hour brings. That's how you stay grounded in the things of God. That's how you stay, you find your journey, you get in the will, and you stay in the will. Was that shocking just a minute ago? It's like, wow, that was a belief that I thought I had. Well, wash it out. It's not. And there may be others. I had some growing up. I grew up in an awesome church with a great pastor. But you just get things that, you know, or even parenting things. As a parent, there were things in the beginning. It was like, well, if you try this, this will happen. You do this. I'm like, that is weird. Where did they get that? I don't know. It was crazy. John 14:26. When the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. Do you see? Just hearing some of these things, he's not withholding any information from you. So for a child of God to say, whatever, however old they are, I don't know. This is hard. I'm confused. Does he love me? I feel alone. Do you see how that goes against what he's saying? My goodness, he's given us all the keys. Point three, you must give the word first place in your life. So you got to get in the word. You got to practice the word. Then you got to give it first place in your life. This is the fun part right here. When something happens and you get squeezed, if you squeeze an apple juice, you squeeze an orange. You know, sometimes Christians get squeezed and junk comes out. Christ doesn't, or the word doesn't. How do you know? Ask yourself. Maybe you slammed your finger with something, and praise God I'm healed was not the first thing that you thought of. You know, sometimes there are four-letter words that creep up out of places. Come on, hello. We're in church, right? We're all needing to renew things. Or whatever. A relationship that your heart got busted in, or a friendship, or whatever. I mean, anything. Or you get algebra in school and it's just freaking your mind out because you just can't figure it out. That is not the place to say amen, but anyway, I'm just teasing. I'm teasing. No, I get it. Or whatever that thing is. What's the word tell you? I would tell you that the word says you have the mind of Christ. I would tell you with God, anything is possible. I would tell you to do what Philippians says and think on things that are lovely and pure. Change your mind about it. Why? You've washed your mind with the Word of God. Proverbs 4:20-22 says, my child, I love this.
When I read this scripture, I really get my kids' faces in my hand. Or when I'm talking to some of you and I'm walking you through a situation, a problem, I hear this. It's like, my child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Which means you have the opportunity to. If it says don't lose sight of them, it means, guess what? There's an opportunity. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, which means they have the ability just to surface it. For they bring life to those that find them and healing to their whole body. That's awesome that the Lord gave us that ability. God works with us, y'all. He doesn't work against you. Some people say that. If people say that, you got to get into the word where you believe it, that you believe God works with you, that you believe he's the gentleman that I said, that you believe that he loves you, that you believe he's in your corner, that you believe he is your cheerleader. Why? The word says it. That he's like, you can do this. You really can. And I'm going to put things in your life to make it happen. And I'm going to put people in your life that know a little bit more than you do and will pull you along in things. And I'm going to put you in the right youth group. I'm going to put you in the right school. I'm going to give you the right instructor. I'm going to make things that aren't right become right because I am so right. That's the righteousness of God. But you know what? You got to hear it. You got to believe it. There are things that Katie Grace just says yes, ma'am, to where the word is concerned. Why? She can't decipher it on her own yet. But I'm going to teach her, and I am teaching her. There's things now with Kylie that we don't even discuss anymore. Why? I've taught her. But then there's reminders that you have to go through. I'll remind her about things. Guess what? Pastor George reminds me about things. I'm sure Brother Copeland reminds him about things. There's always someone in front of you that's helping you along. And you should embrace it. Hallelujah. But you have to learn to cooperate. You have to learn to cooperate with what he says and believe what he says. Your mouth, get your mouth in line to what he says. School. You know, you don't take Algebra 2 if you haven't taken Algebra 1. That would be really hard. Or you're in Algebra 2. And you skated through Algebra 1, you don't know how. And Algebra 2 is like, I really need the mind of the Lord. Thank God for his grace. He can help you. He helped me. I'm like, I don't even know why the teacher passed me on that one. Because it wasn't like I made bad grades, but I just really didn't pay attention. And somehow the numbers worked out, and so I passed. But then Algebra 2, I had a really awesome instructor who liked to see every step. I'm like, I don't think that way. And she's like, you will. Okay, help me, Lord. So I had to do some backup. I had to believe what she believed. Why? I would have failed. It's like music. Musicians, they have to dig in to learn music. You know, at our house, I was like, okay, music is easy for you. That's kind of a talent. But you just playing by ear, I'm not going to let you do that. Why? Because one day you want to lead a band or you want to do this, you're going to have to learn how to read music. So you have to dig into whatever that is. But those are two examples. It's like you got to dig in. You got to get your foundation. That's one thing I want to encourage you about. Get your foundation right and then keep building on it. But that has to get to the point where you live a life that when something happens or you need to make something happen, your first thought is, what does the word say? Not, I got to get on Facebook and run it by my friend. Not, I got to run to mom. I mean, your parents are awesome. You know I'm an advocate for parents. But I'm telling you what if your thought, what if God was your provider? You know, he pays a lot better than most parents. I mean, he really does. And thank God I'm a parent that I love to be the channel that God uses. But what if your first thought was, you know what? I'm gonna work with the Lord on this one. I'm going to let the Lord give me some allowance. I'm going to let the Lord help me get that car that I want or whatever that thing may be.
It's training yourself for that process. Number four, you must train yourself to instantly obey the voice of the Spirit. That's how you're led. You may hear, you know, people go, something inside me. When you do those steps, guess who that something inside you is? It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Lord. Somebody said, well, I don't know if it's me or him. I said, well, you read the word? Yeah. You fellowship with the Lord? Yeah. Do you, like, position yourself? Yeah. I'm like, well, it's probably both of you then. And you know what? You're in agreement. It's good. Does it line up with the word? Yeah. Well, it really doesn't matter. Why? Because he's led you to have that thought, to go to that place. So be encouraged in that. And you know what the awesome thing about it is? I have found in life, he's such a gentleman. If I get it wrong, it's usually not earth-shattering, and I get to do it again. Or I was telling some of the people that are going to be doing the small groups, he's talked to me, Kim, you need to do this. Okay, okay. Hey, you need to do this. Okay, okay. Anybody heard that one? Like, yeah, Lord, I'll do that tomorrow. Hey, yeah. You know, the Holy Spirit sounds like your parents a lot of times. Really does. He sounds like my husband a lot. He really, I mean, it's just reality. And so that's a good practice right there. That's a free point. Just think, yeah, I'm practicing when I say yes to my parents about things that I've got this really good with the Lord. And so you practice those things, you get in the Word. That's how you're led by the Spirit. That's how you know His voice. Why? It's as familiar to you as your parent calling you on the phone or your best friend or your grandparent. Why? You've laid the foundation for that. Can I have Jordan and the band come up for just a second? I want to give you an example of this. I hope it will burn in your mind in a good way. I like visuals. Y'all know me. The other thing is they're getting up there, why it's so important. A lot of times, Christians, it's almost like a lottery. I'm just going to see where the Lord would have me read today. And you know, he's, like I said, he's a gentleman. I did that a few times because I really needed to, you know, hear something. We knew his words are vital. But you can't live a life skimming the tops of the pages. Well, I say that. You can. Do you want to? You got to dig in the word. You really have to dig and go deeper and take a thought in the word and pray about it and meditate it. That's why some people will get led astray. Well, I think that was the Lord, and it wasn't. Why? Satan knew the word, right? Today I was talking to, okay, I'll keep going because Jordan just left. I do have more. You know, and when the gold rush happened, I'm sure some of you learned that in school. There were people who would just skim the riverbeds and get a little sliver, or maybe one popped on the side of a pebble. But the people who really had the gold experience and really became wealthy were the people that were up to their necks in the water and were going under, dying, some of them, to get what was at the bottom, the deep part, the bottom of the riverbed. And I want to encourage you in that tonight. You have what it takes. Your parents have taught you well. God Himself is on the inside of you to help you dig in that place. Something phenomenal just happens up here every week. So impressive. Jordan, I want y'all to look at Jordan tonight. Jordan gets to be the Holy Spirit. Yay, Jordan. And these other 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, that we're going to call them the children of God. Ah. And every week when they're up here playing, Jordan, I don't know if y'all know this, just keep your eyes on Jordan, nobody else. Jordan tells them what to do while worship is happening. So do that for a second, Jordan. Make it louder. aware, that happens every week. Some of y'all, who thought Jordan was just over there singing to the Lord every week? Anybody? Okay, I did. But then sometimes I think, oh, I didn't hear his voice. But that is happening all the time. The difference is they put it up out here where you could hear it instead of the lead mic. Why? These guys need that voice in your ear, don't you? Especially like the night Dean Sykes was here and he was all over the place with the Holy Ghost. Man, you needed to hear something so you knew where to go. And y'all do awesome, by the way. Don't they do awesome every week? Woo-hoo. So that, they have trained their ear to hear Jordan's voice and do what he says, and we're glad. But then we're going to show you tonight, they have their own desire. So, this gets to be the fun part. These are children of God again. But you know, just for fun, we're thankful for Jordan, but I'm really thankful for these other guys who listen to that and play their part while that voice is going on. And you know what? Because Chase decided the first time, not this last time, to hear the voice of God, because really, it sounds like the voice of God because he plays right. It helped you get into the will of God, didn't it? And then you play your part right, and it helps you get there. Because it is very hard, I would think, if they're all over the place and you're in between them, right? So because he positioned himself, is that amazing? That's why, too, a lot of times you become what you're around. Now, what we're going to do on this last one is, just because I don't want to leave you with that impression, we're going to do it. Jordan's still going to talk, but we're going to shut him down. Great visual. I'm so thankful. I just for the longest thought that was just to drown everybody else out because I'm not a musician at all. And so I learned that talking to my child who knew something about that I didn't. And so that's what I want you to get away from this. Walking in the will of God is awesome. It's easy. Keeps you in tune with the Holy Ghost. And it keeps you in tune with everything else. Jordan didn't stop. Jordan didn't stop being the Holy Ghost. They just got to a place where we didn't have to hear it anymore. And now because they played together a lot, that's probably just a layer. You can go there a lot by yourselves probably, right? And after a night of practicing on Tuesday that they do, by the end of the night, they're a lot smoother than they were when they came in, I'm sure. By the end of worship set on Wednesday, they're in a lot better place. And week after week after week, the band gets better and better. Worship gets. And that's how our life is. When you position yourself in the will of God, and that's the key, you position yourself. Life is very sweet.
1440 is a ministry of Eagle Mountain Church. For more information or if you have any questions about what you have heard here, visit 1440.com or email staff@1440.com.